Blog Talk Radio.
Nikki D.
And I'm your host, Mailman.
Well, you know, tonight we're going to recap on the life of the living the swingers life. Now, of course, you know I have an article. And the article comes from, not going to go do the one from last week. I have another one that's
better.
It's by episode, The Secret Lives of Swingers. And then you can see that on salon.com. Well, I know everybody watching the game, but I do see we got a full house tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. Wow. So
yeah, you know, we got some people that's always be safer. They got some faithful listeners, like faithful workers. We here and we gonna gotta keep the show rolling.
We got to keep it rolling. So, you know, last week, you know, we had some difficulties for the past 2 weeks, but now we up and running. So we about to turn up. So we do have a swinger that's actually going to talk to us tonight. But before we even start talking to any of the guests, and I want to reiterate, you do not have to say your name. You do not have to let us know who you are. Go ahead, you can talk. It's Blog Talk Radio. It's radio, so you're fine. You don't have to say who you are. You can just talk about whatever you want to talk about. If you're a part of the swingers life, there's nothing wrong with that, because we definitely want to hear it. Okay, so let me go to the article first. One way to deal with premature ejaculation is to think of something.
We were talking about swingers, and then you went straight into premature ejaculation. This is
getting ready to tell you about the lives of swingers. Yeah. One way to deal with premature ejaculation is to think of something unarousing during sex. Say your grandma or dad.
I did that before. Oh, I keep hating to cut you out, but when I hear something like that, you know, like, if you ever had sex with somebody and it was like real good, and like to keep from coming fast, you got to like think of like different stuff.
Yeah.
I used to be thinking about like, you know, like when I was in like fifth grade, like when I flunked the test or something like that. Yeah, that do help. And you know, like you got to think about anything. A little baby with mustache should work for me sometimes. So yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. But Daniel Stern decided to take a different approach. Basically, he jumped headfirst into the world of swinging, also known as the lifestyle, in which couples hook up with singles and other couples, and put their sexual performance to the test. In result, he conquered his sexual insecurities and wrote a book about it called Swingland. Between the sheets of the secretive, sometimes messy, but always adventurous swinging lifestyle. At moments, it reads like self-discovery, that movie Eat, Love, and Pray. only with super graphic group sex scenes. For the most part, though, it is an insider's expose, a mysterious sexual subculture, and a guidebook for wannabe swingers. So think about it. Okay, so let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about swinging?
Have I ever thought about it? Not me. I've had, like, friends, like, close friends, that have done the swing thing. And I just feel like it's just, like, disrespectful to the marriage or whatever. Like, you know, you marry somebody, you know, that's supposed to be between you and that person. So, I forget. Now, if you're single or, like, and you got a voyeuristic girlfriend and you want to, like, keep her happy or whatever, you know, I guess it's, like, I don't know. It's confusing, and at the same time, it's just so much going on with it that you can't pick and choose. So I don't knock nobody for swinging or whatever. But if you're married, I just feel like you shouldn't do that. There's other ways to bring you closer to your mate without having sex with two other people.
Okay.
I don't want nobody fucking my old lady, man.
Right. I totally agree with that. Nah,
I'm sure nobody will want me fucking there. You feel me?
Right, that's true.
You remember what I said last week? You know what I'm saying? What I said last week? Cause, you know, if I pull mine out, and then he looking at me like, damn, nigga, I don't even really want him to, you know, I don't want him
don't
to feel
do
bad.
Don't do that.
You know, he can't
don't
go behind me. He might fall in. You know what I'm saying? He might fall in. What T.I.P. said on that song? Take it to the mall and a mile in. Send it back home, hope you fall in. See, I said that. I didn't say that. You say you hope these niggas fall in.
But you reiterating it. I mean, you comparing it to you. Well, the only reason why I don't want to swing because I'm jealous and I'm selfish. So I definitely wouldn't want nobody to have nothing that I have. Not at the same time. And then, how about he like her better than me? And that's gonna be a problem. I can't handle that.
I'm selfish too. When it comes to my mate, I'm selfish to the extent, but I'm not insecure. But you got to be like the most ultimate secure person to watch somebody pummel your old lady from behind or anything like that. But even though you pummeling heels, it's just the fact though that you know she's enjoying another person. So I ain't with it. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. That's something that I don't think that I could do at all. But you know, you're not gonna believe it. I was talking to somebody.
Ain't no pummeling, B.
You're really not gonna believe it. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they told me, and you know, okay, I see a lot of our listeners are not from Macon or not from Georgia. But we're
right.
Mel and I are from Georgia. We're from I live in Atlanta now, but Mel and I are both from Georgia. And we actually do the show was done out of Atlanta. But anyway, our town is Macon, Georgia from where we're from. So
right. Little town. We like collard greens.
Right.
And dressing.
Exactly.
And macaroni and cheese and families are real oriented.
Right.
You know, it's not too voyeuristic around here. Therefore, we don't have any swing clubs or bar, unless there's one hidden.
But you know, I
that we don't know about it, a secret society.
That's what I was just getting ready to say. You got to hear some stuff. You wouldn't believe we got some secret swinger clubs in the meantime. Yes.
Say what?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I couldn't believe it myself.
You ain't been snooping, is you?
Oh, look, it just came to me. I think you've been snooping. Look, we throw the topic back, and they come to me with it. We throw it out, so they talk to us.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
So anyway, you guys, just like Mailman stated, we don't come from a big town, so basically, you know, to hear that we have like hidden swinger spots. And this is places where we go. So anyway, so that's going to be a shocker. But when I have my guests come on and kind of talk to us about how his life of swing, how his life swinging was or is or whatever. But
right.
I'm just gonna finish the little last part of the first page of this article before I you know I get one of our callers on to kind of to talk about his life being a swinger.
Right.
And, okay, and to kind of just give us an idea of what you know was you know what he wants you know what he's experienced or whatever. But anyway,
right.
Back to Daniel Stern's book. He said that a lot of people were interested after reading his book into entering the lifestyle, the swinger's lifestyle, and they were intrigued. But those interested in but those that are interested, a lot of the women. Now, did you know that a lot of women were more into the swingers lifestyle than men? They more so.
It's a lot of women. Women are way more sexual than men once they get into learning about themselves.
Yeah.
So, you know, once a woman starts learning about themselves, they start to feel like, you know, they can try different things. Like, I dated someone that wanted to bring another girl into it. But then, you know, once we had sex, she didn't want to let nobody do that. Because I was the bomb.
Wow. Well, you know what? Ooh.
What? I don't be lying. Look, I swear I don't be lying, man. I don't be lying. I be telling the truth. I don't have no reason to lie.
Let me tell you something. And another reason why I would be studying that swinging stuff is because remember that episode on Empire where dude was old and old girl got sick because they were swingers. You remember that?
I'm gonna tell you, I have never watched Empire.
You never did.
I watched the first episode of Empire and it was like a PG-13 version of Glee Club. I like Power,
what?
50 Cent Show. I like Power, 50 Cent Show Power. Now that's a good show. That other Empire with the little boy with the high top fade and the that's I seen all of them. Taraji.
Oh,
they throw it out. They throw if they didn't have all those celebrities and superstars wanting to be on that show would be trash if they put C-list actors on that show. Nobody would watch it. But now that they throw Taraji Henson and you know, these folks gonna win Oscars. Or close to winning the Oscars and you know, people gonna watch, they'll tune in, but you know, I don't really care. Taraji Henson ain't really all that to me either. They can not like me for that. But I seen her without the makeup.
Well, I want to hear from, we do have a male caller, but I definitely want to hear from our female caller first.
A female.
She was
actually
one of the ones who wanted us to do the show. And basically what she was saying, and then I'm going to kind of go over what she told me that what was going on in her relationship with swinging. It was with her husband. The thing was, she said they would go to different swingers clubs, which she's not going to disclose, but that they go to different swingers clubs together. And how basically she described to me how it works. You go inside, you know, you got it, it's like a group of friends basically, because everybody they would mess around with.
So then, do all of them know each other?
Yeah.
So that ain't swinging then, is it? I thought you weren't supposed to know
because and now if you remember the article from last week, they were talking about neighbor swap. Usually swinging starts from like in neighborhood. Yeah, a lot of neighborhoods. Because I'm doing my research on it. But the thing was,
ain't no swapping, bitch.
But this is the thing that she was saying, that swinging kind of messed up her marriage because she kind of fell into with one of the dudes she was swinging with. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That is exactly what happened to me. And then your relationship would be a problem. I don't need to swing. I'm already slanging. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Okay, well. Okay, Jasmine. Jasmine, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Jasmine?
Nothing. Does anybody have any questions for me? Huh?
You talking about nothing? It is something.
It's something about
what's
swinging?
Up. You yeah, you swing?
Yeah, I swing.
Are you used to swing, or?
I mean, I'm not used to it. I mean, it was just something that, you know, me and my husband, you know, had tried.
Right. So are you into the swing thing at the moment?
Well, not at the moment, because we separate right now.
Oh yeah. Oh, so did that cause a separation or?
Well, yes, because as you know, we were swapping mates. It was a mixture, you know, of friends or friends and their friends, and so you know, you swap out with one, and then you end up swapping out with the other one that was not, you know, part of the friends, and you just started. You know, it was not just only about sex. You know, after you start, you know, talking to them and things of that sort, you start, you know, finding that you have more things in common. So
it was emotional for you.
Yes. You know, because I wasn't used to it. It was something out of my norm. You know, it's something I don't, you know, normally do.
Right.
So,
with women being... Women being naturally emotional, you didn't think that was gonna happen because you know you can't control a woman can't control her emotions regardless of how she feels that she wants to control her emotions. It's hard, even harder for a man to control. A man can control his emotions either because he has a lot more testosterone in his body, but when a woman, you know, you can woo a woman into anything because they're emotional. And they go with their emotions instead of thinking with anything else like a man do. So I understand what you're saying by you got emotion. Did he get emotional, or he was just like, come on, let's go do this. We got like another couple to go
do. This was something that he was used to. So it was not just like on one occasion that, okay, well, you know.
Okay.
It was like multiple engagements that, you know, we had, and, you know, we end up having, like, gatherings and stuff like that. And it just go from there. I mean, we even had, like, swim pool parties, you know, and invite other people over. And they wasn't used to it or accustomed to it. Then they end up seeing, okay, this going on. Then they end up start doing it. So it's not like it just everyday thing. But, I mean, it just is not a norm for some people. But when they start, you know, being around it, it's something that, you know, they might want to try. You know, especially like when you with someone or you love someone, you try to, you know, kind of spice your relationship
right up.
And as you know, that Jada and Will do the same thing, and it helps their relationship. So it can either work both ways. It can either hurt it.
See, but
or
you know,
hit it.
The thing about Jada and Will, they got money and they travel a lot, and they're not seeing each other a lot. Probably now they are because they really ain't like, you know, they kind of situated. But if both of y'all making $50,000 a year and y'all got 9 to 5, it's going to be hard to even, you know, you're working every day and all of this. But, you know, when you famous and you're a celebrity, you're going to do some stuff that you think you probably wouldn't ever do. It's a lot of stuff that people think they would never do. One of the main things that people think they would never do is cocaine. Anybody that's got like a whole bunch of money, they love cocaine. So
well,
many celebrities.
I have a question right quick. Excuse me.
Okay.
I have one quick question. Were you doing this before you, was this something that he brought you into? This is the swinger lifestyle?
She said her husband did it.
So this was new for you.
Yes, it was.
It was new for you. Okay. Well, we also have a gentleman. So I'm gonna kind of hold you for a second on the line. I want to hear because I've heard it from a woman's perspective. Let me hear what a gentleman have to say about it.
He finna turn up.
Yeah, okay.
What's
okay,
up?
You on the line.
Yeah,
what's up?
Ain't nothing much. What the move is?
Just cooling, bro. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Okay. What it is with women? Women can't do it like men, because men, we fuck without attachment. Women don't. That's why you don't supposed to do it with the same couple. Like, if you're a real swinger, you don't do it with the same couple, because you call feelings. That's the one rule in the swinger.
Okay. That's why they call it swinging, because you swinging from people to people. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense now.
What kind of safety precaution do you guys take, you know, when you guys...
Really?
Cause what type of safety precaution do you guys take?
Do you get hit with rubbers on?
Same one y'all take when y'all meet somebody on the first night.
What?
Like, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. You cheating on your mate with random people. It's the same thing, but you're doing it as a group. Like, ain't nothing different, but you're doing it. You just got an open relationship, and you got a bond with somebody that you ain't sneaking around with. Instead of you going behind your girl back or going behind your nigga back, we doing it together. It's just the same way, because, like, if you're dealing with somebody, one of the person ain't no... Everybody got flaws. So, sex is going to be a temptation for one or the other. You know what I'm saying? That's fact. If the man ain't cheating the woman, it ain't be no good. It's the one or the other. So in this relationship right now, you building a communication and a bond. It's a bond. But you don't supposed to keep having sex with the same person, because it's going to cause feeling. It's your common sense.
You
don't supposed to do it. Okay.
So you saying a guy is going to catch feelings too?
A guy won't catch feelings. A guy don't, because it's more pussy. See, guys don't have to catch feelings. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A guy can goddamn, we see another fat ass, we after the new fat ass, because we don't fuck her already. One time, it's fine with me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got to fuck her two times. You know what I'm saying? That's a waste of my time.
One time.
Yeah, so,
one time.
Good. See, and plus, what men fail to realize, to be a swinger, you got to know how to handle your girl. Your girl got to orgasm. Your girl got to... You got to give your girl the pleasure that she never experienced. Then you take her into the world. Don't take your girl into a world that you ain't really satisfy her sexual needs and for another nigga to satisfy her needs. No. Like, you study a woman about it. Like, me, I'm an architect when it comes to pussy. Like, I'm an architect. Like, I'm in there. Like, I know where the clear. I know everything what's supposed to happen. And then it's passionate. If you ain't passionate, you can't make a girl come anyway. It's the whole format when you come to sex. And people don't know the format.
It's a lot of niggas be thinking they be making these girls come and have the orgasm, and they really don't. They be faking.
But you know when a girl comes, because she's gonna let all around your dick.
Okay, now just like the young lady has stated, she's on hold for a minute, but she's gonna come back to the show. Like she stated, they're separated now. So, I mean, do you think that swinging does cause issues in a relationship?
No. Separated, identify what's going on in your relationship. You know what I'm saying? If you want, people try to think sex is going to be the healer. It's other problems that going on in relationships. Sex wasn't he wasn't doing what he supposed to do. And sometimes you can fall out of feeling when you find out you ain't compatible with somebody.
We didn't get all into how long she been married or
and you're right, it could have been that.
I'm telling you about women, okay, when a woman is married and she started to want to, like, it could be better on the other side, especially when the man got a little better with her situation got going on, so ain't no telling what going on in her situation, but that wasn't the cause of it. No, I can't agree with that, because nothing other problem that affected that problem and made it enhanced into a bigger problem. That's all. But go ahead. Ask me another question. Go ahead.
Okay. Tell me a little something about you going to a regular club. How did you know that a regular club was a swinger? Because, you know, I know you and I talked about it. How did you know that a regular club was swingers? How did you know that? I'm saying, like, how were you approached in that club that I honestly had no idea?
No, no, I'm saying my girl was approached with the situation. Now, the girl I was dealing with, she was approached with the situation. And she would ask to join our relationship. See, sometimes when, as a swinger, you can be a couple mate. You can be in a relationship with a couple. Like it's all
right.
Kind of ways you can do things.
Yeah, I know that
so
way. It don't take both of y'all.
No, it don't take both of y'all. So she, you know what I'm saying, she was chosen, you know what I'm saying, like the situation come up, and I talk to a female, and she like, I'm a package deal. Like, it's some words that you can pick out when a woman talk. Like, most people don't pay attention to it, but like she might say, I'm a package deal or whatever. You gotta listen to key words to bite on these things. But like me, the key club was one on key club. A lot of where the older people hang at. A lot of older people got open relationships.
So you saying the key club?
Yeah, Kiko is a great place to find a swinger. Find a couple who down with it.
You know what? You might be right, bud. I'm looking at what you're saying, and it's a lot of older couples in there, and it's a lot of seasoned couples in there,
and
they looking for to be voyeuristic.
Yeah.
So
you see the older women. Go to the club and observe. Half of the married couple, they interact with single people. Just look at your surroundings. See, you would never notice if you ain't in the lifestyle. So it's over your head.
And then at that, some people are like probably so drunk that they don't even know that that's happening. I done been in the key club before with a female, and women like come up and like hit on the female or whatever, and then like the female might turn around and be like, hey, the lady tried to talk to me and told me, said, and I brush it off, not knowing that that's what she meant, cause I was drunk.
Okay.
I'm gonna give y'all game real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all game. I usually don't give out game.
Before you do that, the key club, what we're talking about is in Macon. So this is somewhere that's in Macon. So I know, like I said, and I know our first, the young lady, she's not from Macon. She's from Illinois. But that's just a place in Macon that mailman and I are familiar with. Go ahead, continue.
Okay. The most people who are very freaking and very outgoing sit behind a desk. They got a boring life. And they day job, they boring. At night, they get to lay their hair down. Like, most of the girls that and people I swing with was band, doctors, lawyers, all kind of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the bracket of making. You know what I'm saying? I swing with people who, like, really got that money. Like, they got a little bread on them. So, you know what I'm saying, it's a real, and to be a young couple, to be accepted, I've been doing this swinging thing when I was 21. Like, I was accepted in the swinging club when I was younger, even dealing with older women. Older women is the most freaky women on the earth. I mean, they the one who really introduced me to the lifestyle, an older woman. She really introduced me to the lifestyle. And plus, like, it's just a whole point of, like, dealing with women that, sometimes I might be fucking her in front of her friend. Her friend tell me what position she want to see her friend in. All kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's different levels to swinging. And it's fun. It's exciting. It's new. You know what I'm saying? But I've been doing, I'm 36 now. I've been doing this shit since I was 21. Like, I've been, like, Ryan Megan, I don't fuck so many mama.
You don't have to be married to be a swinger. You can go into a club and be like, a swinger for a couple.
Yeah, it used to be a swinger for a couple. Yeah, all in Atlanta. Oh, yeah, it's all so many clubs in Atlanta. It's 1,000 in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I just don't like it because, you know.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I don't fuck around like that. But what I like to do is it's a swinger site. It's a swinger site for just all swingers. And, you know what I'm saying? And what I get hit on
Do they upload their test results
or
anything?
No, but you got to really, you got to be. You can know who you got to know what you got to be. You know what I'm saying? I lived this lifestyle for, like I said, for a long time, and you got to know what you're looking for in your lifestyle. You got really, you want to look for a couple or a woman. Like I got a lot of white couples like at me. A lot of white people be at me a lot. So you know what I'm saying? So it kind of funny that, you know what I'm saying, I don't get admitting a hit from the black people, but I get a lot of hit from the white people. So you know what I'm saying?
Well, I actually have a question. I have a question for you and the young lady. I was trying to wait for her, but I'm gonna go ahead and ask you, and then when she returns, I will. I'm gonna chime her back in. She's gonna let me know
when she's ready.
Okay. Do you feel that that lifestyle played a part of improving your sexual skills? Do you think, and also, do you think that made your? Would you recommend swinging to other couples to kind of bring more spice to their sex life? You know, and how do you feel? Okay, and another thing, and I know this is like a 3-part question, and I do want to get an answer from you and your lady. Now, you really could have somebody you are in love with, honestly. You can share them with somebody else. I mean, when you,
how you do that?
How do you actually do that? Right.
Okay. It's just like she.
You don't know them then if you can do that.
Right.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
Although you can't ask me no question and tell me the answer to it. Ain't that shit gonna happen with me? Nah, that's your answer. But with my answer, yes, you can.
Man, that's the bottom line, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the bottom line, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no such thing, no bottom line. You know what I'm saying? That's just like you saying. You know what I'm saying? Let be fat. They do fat.
Well, you can't love them.
Tell me why you can't love and be in love with somebody and do stupid shit. Like when they start being like, sex is not the ultimate evil. Like sex is natural. Sex is beautiful. Sex is something that people, you know what I'm saying, enjoy beside money.
But initially, if you are in love with somebody, married to somebody, where does the monogamousness come from? What you both vowed to do?
Okay, but
when
that,
you decide to break that part,
why get married?
Why get married?
I don't know. You got to ask people who cheat. I ain't never been married, so I can't ask you that. I'm gonna answer me as a single man that never been married. I can answer that part, but you got to answer somebody who been single.
I can't ask them married. I thought that if you married, that could pertain to swinging. I'm saying if you married, why would you want to go do that? Now, see, if you single, you can do what you want. I already stated that earlier. If you was on the show earlier, you would have heard me say if your old lady want to do that type of stuff and you want to make her happy, go ahead and do it. I wasn't saying it in general. I was just saying it. If you married, why would you do it?
Listen,
yeah, and I'm posting the same question right now on Twitter. I'm actually tweeting the question. I'm actually tweeting this question as well. Okay, now you.
I ain't answering the question.
Okay, hold on one second. Excuse me. Okay, you're on the air now. The question that I was asking the gentleman that's on the phone, I wanted to know what Mel and I are trying to figure out is, how can you actually love somebody if you share them? Do you really love them?
I mean, yes, I did. When you love someone, it's basically like a ride or die. You know, you try to do whatever, you know, you can to be able to please your mate. You know, so, but in all honesty, yes, it was love, you know,
So, what separated y'all? Was it the Was it the swinging?
Well, I mean, the swinging had something to do with it because, I mean, if I wasn't introduced to the swinging and I wouldn't have met that gentleman, you know, because he was a, you know, friend of a friend, you know, and like I said, you know, we started from that engagement and then started meeting other swinging parties and whatnot. And then, I mean, after a while, we just felt like we had something in common and just wanted to continue that.
Wow. Did that bring spice back? Would you suggest that to anybody to make their relationship better? Do you think that would be something to bring any other type of excitement into someone's relationship?
I mean, it can, because when you are swinging, like, sometimes that you might can't please your mate. Versus as if you swing, the other person might can do things that you cannot do. Then it turns into, you know, like threesome and things and that, you know, so it just goes all in, you know.
So why not just teach your mate or like just look at videos, porns, or you know, instead of just going out and being like, hey, it's my wife within a week.
It's not the same. I mean, you watching porn, okay? I mean, that's something on TV versus as being live, you right there and be able to interact with someone that really can, you know, please your mate or please you as well. So
all I'm saying is, like, well, back in the day when I was probably like 16, 17, we did stuff like that, but it was just like one girl and like all of you did, huh?
That's running
with it. That's not the same thing.
Swinging is just say you and your mate, y'all are going to swap sex partners, whether it's, you know, you with another woman, her with another man, you know, you also have, you know, the gays that does it too, you know, they swap, you know, each other, so that's not swapping, y'all all just doing one person. They're not the same thing.
I understand that. But it just seemed like, when you're young at the same time, I'm just trying to learn the whole situation about the swinging thing, which seems to make valid points and some bad points.
And then
more bad points than good points.
And then sometimes, I mean, you know, swinging has a point where it's no strings attached. You just do what you do and then go home. But, you know, sometimes if you at the same, you meet the same person at the same parties or whatnot,
that's what the guy was saying.
But if it just, you know, okay, this is one time, okay, but, you know, it's a one-time deal. You know,
how do you manage that part? Does it, like, no numbers that change, no nothing? See, but, you know, there's some slick people around here, man. And if you doing that, you know, somebody might be like, hey, here go my number, whatever. Even though I know they're supposed to be a one-time thing, here go my number, use it, like, you know, hit me up. It's some people ain't as honest as they're supposed to be. And if you do tell somebody it's a one-time thing, like a hit it and quit it type deal, people ain't really going for that. I don't know how it is in the swingers world. But, you know, you can have a one-night stand. You can have a one-night stand, and it can turn into a relationship or a two-night stand or three-night stand. It can just turn into any kind of stand. But because you're going to see that person. Let's say if you're in that area, you're going to see that person a lot. So let's say if I went to the club and I ran into somebody and we had a one-night stand that night and we just be like, okay, that's it. Then, you know, we in the club and she just happened to see me. She never had my number or none of that. She just happened to see me again, and then you do it again, and then you how does that work?
Well, normally when you swing, you don't really do it. You don't really do it outside your mate. You see what I'm saying?
Your mate always
there.
Yeah. Okay.
Your mate is always a part of it. It's not just okay.
Yeah. I mean.
So, I mean, if you're talking about like a one-night thing, you just treat it like you normally do. If you see this person, okay, if I swing with him that night, then the next morning or the other night I might see him the next night, I mean, it's just business as usual. Hey, how you doing? And keep it moving, you know.
So they understand. They understand. The other swingers understand.
Normally, the swingers, you know, they normally know. Okay, well, this is what it is, and that's the end of it. That's all you do.
So, but what about when you the emotion? So how does the emotions come about?
The emotion that comes in place is when you keep having, you know, if you're going to the same swinger party and you having the same mate.
The same swinger.
That's when it becomes.
So why not? So why not avoid that? So why not avoid it and be like, no, not tonight. We're going to do these people. Because we don't love
y'all.
You could do,
you know, it could be that you could do two people in one night.
Let's just get out. Then would it be 12 then? I don't know.
So I don't course swing anymore.
Man, 9:43.
But do the gentlemen that's on the line, do y'all still swing?
Okay. Hello.
Gentlemen that's on. Uh huh.
Yeah. I still do it. Yeah, I still do it. I'm at work. Excuse me. I'm at work. But yeah.
Okay, so how do you feel if you see someone in the street that you don't swing with, you keeping the same business usual, right? Hey, how you doing? No.
Nah, it like did with me. My girl ran into a lot of people we swing with and she just laughed and avoid them because, you know, they be at nighttime, we be creeping, so like, she just tell me, like, she ran across on and she'll keep it moving. But me, nobody don't hardly see me because I ain't no sweeper. Like,
okay,
she run across a lot of people. Nah, I pick up the people.
Okay, you know
what I'm
saying? Okay. So you the more aggressive.
Yeah.
Because the young lady, basically, her husband is the aggressor. Okay, now I'm going to go back a little bit to the article because the questions that I was asking you guys were from the article. And again, callers and listeners, and I see a lot of people are listening to us online too. So I do want to give you guys if you guys want to kind of go back over this article again, it's from Exposed, The Secret Lives of Swingers from Salon.com. Okay, I kind of want to just kind of read the questions that I was asking you guys. Basically, did it improve your sex life? Well, from the actual writer, and when I asked her, would she recommend swinging to anybody? And I asked you as well. Well, this is what the writer stated, because he is a swinger, of course, and he wrote in the book, if you guys want to buy it, called Swingland. So he said, I'm definitely not an advocate for the lifestyle anymore. What I'm doing is sharing my experience, and if that does help somebody, then great. I just tend to find that I'm stubborn. I'm a stubborn person. When in the case in a hard case and a slow learner with life stuff, so it worked for me very well. It was just repeat over and over and over again, so that could break through that stubbornness. I would actually, I don't know about you, but I would get tired of that though. I mean, I don't understand just being with different people. I mean, I don't know, because I would be so used, I want to be so used to that one man scent, that one man, you know, but I, you know, that's just me. But I'm going to go to the next question that I was asking you guys. Did it help improve your sexual life and your relationship? Well, and he stated that, casual dating is sort of the reverse of what he did with the swinging. Most times when somebody casually date, you're getting to know the person, and after some time you'll have sex. And even during that sex, it's still feeling out, period. Whereas with what he did, which was swinging, everybody is kind of going with different people. So the sex is just like a game. You know, so since his goal was just to improve his physical ability, it worked for him than just taking the time out to get to know somebody. But as you heard the young lady, look what happened with her. She swinging with a guy, she ended up, this is who she with. She separated, you know. So
The reason we saying we disagree is because they were married. Now what the guy is saying, he's saying that, like, you know, they on some real, you know, that's what they do. So if that's how you do it, that's how you do it. You know what I'm saying? So you can't knock them for just doing what they do, because they ain't married.
But listen to this, though.
Well, let me ask you a question then. Would you do it with your wife then? Y'all, like you said, you a single man. Would you and your wife do it?
He just said if you were married. I'm going to let him answer it.
Look, like this, man. You know what I'm saying? Lifestyle and people like you, closed-minded. See, when closed-minded ain't going to get you nowhere in life. Like, everything is what you want to do in life. Because you don't want to do it don't mean I ain't going to want to do it. That's all. Everybody don't like squash. Everybody don't like green. Oh, well, everybody got different taste for sex and money and the way they live life. So you can't compare your life with nobody else. And my girl want to fuck another nigga. That's on her. I'm not going to kill her. You know what I'm saying? And with this relationship right here, it eases the pain. Then you find your girl going to cheat on you. You going to kill her and all that. See, all that bullshit, they kill a lot of bullshit when you're a swing. All that bullshit that y'all not special at the people do, we don't have to go through that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good thing.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What do you mean?
You know what I'm saying? Just like I said. I ain't say nothing different. Because, let's be honest about
the situation. Okay, well, hold that thought. I have someone that actually want to say something. Hold that thought. 1 second. Okay. Hello, welcome to Turn Up Tuesday. You on the air?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah.
What's up, baby? Hey.
This your boy, Flex.
Oh, what's up?
What's going on? This to that, I guess, you know, I kind of came in on, you know, on the back end, but y'all know how I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna give you the truth. Why do it? Why even play games with yourself and the one you with? I mean, what's the point of it? Sex was meant to be between one man and one woman, if you want to know the truth. And even though we don't do it, we have our faults, we have our flaws, we're trying to get it right. But you just messing yourself up in the long run, especially women. They're emotional creatures. So they can pass themselves around, or their husband or their boyfriend can pass them around if they let them. And, you know, mentally mess themselves and emotionally mess themselves up. But, you talking about bringing spice in your relationship. The spice should be the one you with. That's what it should be. All this extra, all the extra stuff that we've been doing, It was never meant to be. So we can play a game with ourselves and make up things to make it sound good, to make it sound right. It'll never be right. We know that. We can keep trying it if we want to, but it's not gonna do it. I mean, we were meant to be with one man and one woman. It doesn't work out that way. And a lot of times when we go in and we done been with a bunch of women, we done been with a bunch of men, what happens is we begin to get bored. And it's like having too much of chocolate cake. You're going to get sick of it. But when you are with one person,
they be good at first, don't they? They get nasty after y'all.
It tastes good at first, but that's why we're supposed to do things in moderation. Anything in life, we do things in moderation. You too much of anything.
I try to get money in abundance.
But too much of anything will kill you, even money.
That's right. Too much sex will kill you too.
Exactly. Too much of anything.
You think too much hair to kill you?
Yep, it'll kill you. Let me tell you what.
When
a man ejaculates, life leaves his body. Your sperm is life. So when a man ejaculates, life leaves his body. So yes, too much. That's why the Bible told us to have one woman. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, this is what I do.
What the hell?
I probably jack off. I jack off every morning to make my day go smooth. That's what I do. I learned that from watching like Wolf of Wall Street. You ever seen Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, I feel you.
What? I jack off every morning to make my day go smoother because I ain't stressed out, I ain't got that worries on my head, and you know, ain't nobody else that can better make my day go better than myself. So I ain't finna wake up in the morning, man. I just gonna get that off my chest, especially if I ain't had no sexual partner in a few months or whatever. So jacking off is like been a regimen of mine, and it seems to have been working to the extent where I'm pretty happy.
I feel your pain. I'm gonna tell you what I did. I integrated something else, and you know what you can integrate, and you may sound crazy.
A video game?
No, not no video game. Something even better. Go work out. I guarantee you, you'll be good. I guarantee working out.
I'm sure somebody just heard that right there, and they want to agree with you totally.
Hey, I mean, put it like this. You got men that do that, and you kill two or three birds with one stone when you do things that are positive in your life. When it even comes to so many different avenues of sex, whether it be masturbation, whether it be swinging, the whole nine. I tell you like this. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Flex. When you finish, I'm gonna put you on hold for a second because I have somebody else that actually wants to kind of chime in with you, you know, on the topic as well. But go ahead and finish up. But I do want to come back to you as well.
Okay. Well, it's just we sit up here and we kill ourselves, cram so much crap in our lives versus something real. That's not real. Swinging ain't real. Does it bring? Put it like this.
You can't knock the lifestyle. Now you can't knock the lifestyle. It might not be real.
No. I got. You know why I gotta knock it? I'm being real as a man. I gotta knock it because at the end of it all, what does it prosper them? Because I guarantee you, it's gonna all fail. It was never meant to be so. That's just like people. You might as well say you get dudes that get off. You know they get off of killing. They get hard. They kill somebody and they masturbate. They go home and have sex. So
okay,
can I knock him? Hell yeah, I'm a knock.
Okay, hold the line for 1 second, please. Let me go ahead because you know the kind of time is winding up, and I have someone else on the line that's waiting. Hold for 1 second, I'll come back to you. Do you have any questions? If you have any, get your questions ready for our two swingers. If you have any, let us know. Hold on, I'll come back to you.
What's up?
You on the line?
Yo. If anybody know about the three-way foreplay, it got to be T-Love.
T-Love, get your ass off the goddamn line. Nigga, you can't be no community activist.
Hey, listen, you can't be no community activist and
do this speaking and then come over here and be like, hey, I got some head.
Listen, first of all, man, I'm glad to be back. Turn up Tuesday, man. The last couple Tuesdays, man, I done fell asleep, man. But listen, man, I was listening to the young man. He was so serious about his conversation. So here's the thing, and it's interesting that we're talking about this because, Mel, now this is going to flip you out, Mel, but I was reading, check this out, I was reading one of Zane's books, right? The
right.
Author Zane, and he was talking about it was one of the he got like a collection of stories in his one book, and he's talking about one of them was this guy actually brought in another guy in the bedroom with his woman, okay, and then you looking at on Love and Hip Hop with Young Jock, he got all these women, you know what I'm saying? Finally,
right.
All he had to do was just ask the question, hey, can we all play?
This is
my point. This is my two cents in because.
Yeah.
I have entertained the fact, now I say this because Ms. Love ain't here yet, she ain't got our word yet. So I have entertained the fact of bringing another female in the situation. Now, as far as the swinging lifestyle, just like going to swinging parties and things of that nature, going to the trapeze and getting it in, I haven't thought about that, but I have entertained the fact of actually bringing another female into the situation. Now, I can say that.
So you've had a threesome.
I have not per se had a threesome, man. That's one of the avenues of life. And like you say, you know, with me being a community activist now, how many politicians, you know, get caught up in scandals? Watch out now. Watch out.
Watch out now,
but
you
have
your little
people.
You have your
own
making.com, nigga.
I know, man. Hand me all out
there. With a Monica Lewinsky. Yep.
But as far as the topic, man, it's safe to say a lot of women nowadays, especially, like I heard on the radio that it's 80,000 single women in Atlanta.
I like to have a wreck now.
Here's the thing: out of those 80,000 women, like what kind of poll are they taking? I don't know, but. I'm thinking
the men gay.
That is another
40,000. It really was like 58,000 women. Then when they found out all the men were gay, that was like another.
I mean,
the 26.
When you talking about 80,000, that's like all the women in the Georgia Dome just with no man, like.
And that's why you can go to Atlanta and then you be like, boy, that ugly nigga sure got a bad ass girl.
But not single and married is two different things. So they gotta look at what they talking about women that actually, you know, just enjoy the single life or being married. But
ain't nobody shit in Atlanta, man.
But as far as
ain't nobody shit in Atlanta.
The swinging lifestyle, I can't say. You know, that's something but I seen, now it's a great documentary on that. It's a DVD, Michael Bazin. I miss Michael Bazin's voice on the radio. You know, he used to talk about this on like the airwaves,
right,
like every other week. You know what I'm saying? He got a DVD out there called, What Do Men Want? And, you'll be amazed at a lot of the women that he interviewed, would prefer another man in the bedroom with him, man. So, you know. To that other guy who was out on the Malcolm X tip talking about, how can you prosper with it? Like, this ain't even that type of show, man. People got to understand and realize when we turn up Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? It ain't really trying
you
to. You know, I think the last time I came, what was his boy's name? Lorenzo? What's your boy's name, Lorenzo?
But listen, we get all types of listeners, man. They be wanting to get their points across, and we take
heed to what everybody has to say.
You know, so if they want to say their piece and they all Bible conglomerated, more power to them. But you know, we know what it turned up Tuesday. We know what it is. So whoever that young man is,
if he with a woman and she asks him, could she bring a girl in, he ain't gonna bring out an autobiography of W.E.B. Du Bois. He ain't gonna do that.
You see right here in Psalm
88. That nigga been locked up before.
Not allowed by two women. He gonna be on that T.I.D. You see right here says.
I want to ask him that. I'm going
to
pose that question to
Flip. But there's no need to ask him that because you know what? Most of the times when people are all holy and all of that type of stuff like that, they really be the devil. I've seen it.
They really what?
I've seen. You can't be so far into the Bible. I know a lot of people like child. I hate to get off subject, but you know it's a lot of child molesters, and most of the child molesters they come from these churches, and they be preachers and deacons, and they be doing that type of stuff. And then like the person. But you know that's why I listen to them and let them speak their piece or whatever. But you never know. You know what I'm saying? The good guy always can turn out to be the bad guy, and the bad guy can be the good guy.
Okay.
Well, we want to go ahead.
Okay,
CeeLo.
While we got,
I like you though, CeeLo. You ain't no preacher. You just be doing like little school stuff, and you be chilling, man.
Yeah,
I don't work with you before.
Okay. I was actually reading a tweet.
We reading
right
too slow. You know, we got like a minute, man. We gotta wrap this up, man.
Look, I know. So, do you have any questions for the swingers, Auntie Love? You have any questions for the young lady on the mail or?
T-Love ain't into the swing. Well, really,
and truly, once you, you know, I guess, like they say, once you call it a lifestyle, it becomes second nature. My thing is, how old is too old? And you know, or you swung out, you know, by a certain age, where age limit, you know what I'm saying?
But you could not swing out because, like the gentleman stated, he was like, those people be older at the key club. Isn't that right? Didn't you say that? At the key club, they're older, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that. But my thing is, man, I'm at the age now where I want to just get married because I want to hit raw, man.
You said they were older, right? Yeah, like the older person I ran across, but like seven. Damn. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but you got to look at the women at seven and nine. Women at seven got six. Right, right, right. It went on Instagram, but yeah, you got a lot of women, and but I want to address this real quick. The lifestyle being around, that's why white couples stay together so long, 20, 30 years, and black couples then, because it had an open relationship back then. Like, your granddad always had an outside child. Or your grandma got that one child don't look like the rest of them.
This ain't nothing new.
But now we got all these people talking about, we just call it swinging now, but back then
he wasn't swinging. He was actually cheating on his wife.
Back then it was chilling.
Yeah, back then it was chilling because granddad had an outside family. Granddad had two families. So, you know what I'm saying? And the white people been doing their lifestyle, and we just catching up with it.
Granddad had that check though. That wasn't swinging though. He had an outside family.
You got to understand. They call it something. Just like Ed Pill being out. Ed Pill was a different name until black people got it. Like everything.
It was Rufus. It was Rufus back then. It was Rufus.
Yeah. Everything changed over time.
Women thought it was a date rape drug. Not women date rape themselves.
So,
you got any X pills? Yeah, women, you know, back in the day, like, at one point in time, women were taking X pills, and they thought they were rolling. They called it rolling. So,
rolling.
You get with a group of females or whatever, then all your homeboys sitting around, they ain't even really got to be like, hey, you want to take one of these pills? They be like, hey, you got no rolls, you ain't got no Blue Dolphin, you ain't got no you ain't got no Fred Flintstone, you ain't got none of these, you know what I'm saying? Like, they be like, you got these, so they take these bitches, and they rape themselves.
And let me say something else. Like giving head was a no no for a black woman until the black man started fucking with the white women. The white women getting their head up out top. So you know what I'm saying? Over time everything got a dealt. If you don't dealt, your ass gonna lose out. That's just life. You gotta adapt with the time. And then what's going on, people are adapting. Hello.
Hey, Ross. Yeah, but you know we finna wrap this show up because I don't know how many minutes we got left. I sure appreciate y'all for calling.
I know I wanted you to kind of finish up tonight, but please call back next week because we're kind of running over time right now. But I think everybody's still on. But
hey man, don't put that preacher. Leave that preacher where he at. Fuck all that.
Hey, leave that where he at. What you got to say? Hollywood.
Hey man, look. Y'all be catching me.
Everybody a voice to speak. You know, so this is an open forum, and I want to thank everybody that was on the show tonight. Thank you for being comfortable enough to discuss your lifestyles with us, the swingers' lifestyle. Mel, go ahead and advertise. Let us know where we can get this hat from.
Yeah, man, you can catch me. You can catch me on my Twitter handle at LaceFrontKiller with an A, because I kill all the lace front. You can catch me on Facebook at Miguel Esperanza. Miguel Mailman Esperanza, if you can spell. Half of Macon can't spell, and half of United States can't spell. They didn't know how to.
Keisha say that ain't your name, and you cut your hair off, and now you selling it.
Yeah, that ain't my name. That ain't my name, and I'm selling my hair. I just sold it last week. I also rent out wheelchairs.
That's right. Hey, man, you can catch me on Instagram at Making Love. That's MaconLuv, and on Facebook, man, under my DJ page, T-Love, and on my real page, which is Todd Davis. I don't mind putting my real name out there.
Yeah. You get on his Instagram, his real page. He ain't got nothing on there.
Well, we thank y'all for tuning in. We'll holler.
We out. Yeah.
All right, we out.